أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم. الصلاة والسلام على محمد وعلى الطيبين الطاهرين. السلام عليكم ورحمة الله وبركاته. جمعة مبارك. Continuing with our look at journaling the Quran, today we will look at Ayah 2 of Surah Al-Hujurat. And here, the focus is respecting the Prophet. I repeat again, whenever you think of Ayah 2, it is respecting the Prophet. We will divide this into four parts. It starts off with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. Now we're quite familiar with this, so it's easy to memorize. The second part says La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voices above the voice of the Prophet. Third part Wala tajharu lahu bil qawli kajahri ba'dikum li ba'd. And do not be loud in your conversation to him, like you are loud to each other. أَن تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Lest your deeds become worthless, whilst you don't even perceive. So this ayah was revealed when a group of people, on behalf of the tribe of Bani Tamim, were approaching to enter Medina. Two of the companions of the Prophet had separately selected a representative to go and meet the people of the tribe. Now a difference arose between the two of them on who should go and be the representative to welcome the tribe. It resulted in an argument which escalated to become so loud that it drowned out the voice of the Prophet and it upset him. The disrespect to the Prophet is so disliked by Allah that he deems all good actions worthless. Let's look at each section of this ayah. It starts off with Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu. La tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet. This ayah is written on the zari of Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam in Medina, in Masjid an-Nabi. The Prophet may not be with us physically, but the Qur'an, which are the words of Allah, was delivered to us in the voice of the Prophet. Humanity heard the Qur'an and ahadith in his voice, and the order applies today just as much. Whether it is the recitation of the Qur'an or the recitation of majalis, which is in essence an elaboration of the Qur'an or the ahadith of the Prophet, we must be able to be respectful, if nothing else. This ayah was also used by Imam Hussain alayhi salam when he wanted to bury Imam Hassan alayhi salam near Rasulullah. And there was a wife of the Prophet who was screaming and yelling near the grave. Imam recited this ayah saying, Ya ayyuhalladhina amanu la tarfa'u aswatakum fawqa sawti an-nabi. Do not raise your voice above the voice of the Prophet. Now let's look at the third part of this ayah. وَلَا تَجْهَرُوا لَهُ بِالْقَوْلِ كَجَهْرِ بَعْضِكُمْ لِبَعْضٍ. Don't be loud in your conversation to him, like you are loud to each other. The emphasis is on respecting Rasulullah regardless of any relationship. Even Sayyidah Fatima addressed him as Rasulullah. Imam Ali alayhi salam began every conversation with Qala Rasulullah. Rasulullah said. The message here was, you cannot be casual with the Prophet. He is the most awesome man who walked the earth. And finally, أَن تَحْبَتَ أَعْمَالُكُمْ وَأَنْتُمْ لَا تَشْعُرُونَ. Lest your deeds become worthless whilst you do not perceive. Divinity places so much emphasis, so much on respecting the Prophet that Allah says, all our deeds will become worthless while we don't even perceive them. There was a deaf companion of the Prophet who stopped coming to the masjid when this ayah was revealed. The Prophet inquired about him and then visited him. And he said, Ya Rasulullah, I speak in a loud voice. I do not want my deeds to be worthless. And the Prophet said, this ayah is not for people like you. Let us pray to Allah to make us of those who are Ahlul Qur'an and those who understand the awesomeness of the Prophet ﷺ and his pure progeny. and not make us of those whose deeds become worthless. فتقبل منا إنك أنت السميع العليم.